Aklim Shel Nitzorim. Now, what's going to be your Aklim Shel Nitzorim for Shel Bitzputz? These are the cloths that they use there. Rashi Sakoshim Esat Tapura Shel Chatzan B'Yakun Sovet, that they tie up the bundle of the Chatzan, that's the pits and shells, they tie them up together. So it's made Shel Nitzorim, this type of material, Shel Batzputz. Then Rashi says that means canvas. Is menagvon, you have to let it dry out. Rashi, just dry it out. Dry it out. Rashi says, shein and blenkar, these things are not absorbed at all. What's going to be shel shifa v'shogami, it's made in this type of material, maybe rubber or gami, then miyashtin, you have to let it stay old. You have to let it wait a while. Now, the kama miyashtin, how long do you have to leave it without using it? It says, yud beis chodesh, 12 months. You have to leave it and not use it from one like wine season to another wine season. From one olive season to another olive season. It's once a year. It's the same thing as 12 months. So the difference here between Charif v'Avli, between newer, young, fast ones and old ones. If it's exactly 12 months, no matter what it is, it's 12 months. Because you go bust the season, sometimes the season is earlier, it's less than 12 months, sometimes it's longer, it's more than 12 months. We have Yaisi Yom Revesa like this, if you want to be mitayer to use out your wine press right away, so Magilim Bereschen, the answer is pour boiling hot water over it, be make hagola, or you hold them in a zaysen, or else make boiling hot olive oil and pour that over it. Just let it stay under a faucet, under like a gutter, that the water is always dripping on it. Or else in a well like, that the water is flowing over it. Let it stay with the water flowing through it. Now, how long is it called an einer over here? You have to leave it there an einer, a period of time. How long? The same way we said by Yaines, how long you have to let it soak in water. The same thing here also. Kachomu is Kachomu Batiris. The same thing was said by Tyrus. So Moses Kapalai, just the opposite. Batiris come in here, we're talking about Hippos Tyrus. How long you have to let it soak to get the tumor out, to make it tore, so you can't tell me the same shear as Yaines that we're talking about Tyrus here. Ella means like this rather. That Kederu Shom Batiris, the same way we said by Tyrus, Hishno Kachomu, the same way we said by Yaines. The kamay no, how long is that to soak in water? A day or a night, that's all. But not like we had before, a night, a laila, and half the day. Rav Chonin Shuna V'Yamila, some say Rav Chonin Ba Shuna Amar Rav Baba Chonin Rav Yechonon Chatzi Yom V'Chatzi Laila. Also a 12-hour period, half a day and half a night. The Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, let's see, there's no machlekes over here. When did it say the day or the night? That we're talking about Nisan time of Tishrei, when the day and night are equal. They're both like 12 hours. So it is a 12-hour period, either a day or a night. And that they say half the day and half the night, that's Hobbit's Kufa's Tamiz v'Tevis. That's when the long nights in Tamiz, the long days in Tamiz, or else the Tevis, the long nights. So you can't just have a day or a night, it's too long. There it has to be half and half. So the Khuri see a night means 12 hours. How come here you say it means a night and a half a day? Like 18 hours. Samara says, Hochinami no, aimasega, but need the same thing also. It means to say it's chatzi yayim the chatzi laila. That's what it means to say. Half a day and half a night, a 12-hour period. I go laila v'chatzi yayim koma. Before we said it means a night and half the day, that's called the yayna. El Arad, it means like this. Ilayla the Nisan and Tishrei. We're talking about the nights of Nisan and Tishrei. Then talk, it's a night period of 12 hours. Or else, Echatziyem, Echatzilah, the Tavis of Thomas. Or else, it means in the long days, the long nights, then it's talk half a day, half a night. Venachnami Doin is a 12 hour period. The voice of Miwa give another answer, know that over here by the Chasna, by the Bia, it's talk a night and half a day. You know why? Shani Ksub by the Chasna, when they write the Ksubi, I'll tell you, the Magvi Botvei, the Chasna, it takes a long time till they start, until they make up the Ksuba. Even though they have the chasma by night, they get busy until half the night. So you only have the rest of the half a night, so therefore nine would be half the night and half the day. Rav Shmuel the Amitavaya, both Rav and Shmuel both say halacha. What's the halacha of our Mishnah? That the boy will be less mitzvah perish. That's all. Anytime they have chasma, where Shikatana, or Gedoylom, that's the halacha that you only have right to make one beer And if they see dam or they don't see dam, then the din is midrabon and she's tom and you have to be Purish. Moser Chizuchizi asked the question, says, Maisa before, Venosim, Rebbe Dalad Lelis, Mitoch Yud Beis Chodesh, we gave them four beers, not just on beer Rishoina. Or Malay Rabbi, Rabbi said, listen, Duri Apirch Lomli, you want to ask me questions, why look and ask questions from over there? Oysubi Maspish, should I ask the question from our Mishnah? That our Mishnah says you give longer than just beers mitzvah, Prapak Tano by Narom, Achetech Yamaka, Dalad Lelis, so how could you tell me now you only have the first beer and that's all, not Tumu, how could that be? Samara says, who sabri yields maisa rav. That's good to ask the question for this last maisa, because that was a maisa, an action. He acted that way, mashmat alokh la maisa. Prakopon and Nikomokum, Rav Shmokash, Rav and Shulaka, they say, that la maisa, you only have a right to live together once, the bias mitzvah. And after that, she has a denida, our mishnah says, not like that. Samara says, Anachnami, inu di abduk rabbeseinu. They hold Rav Shulak rabbeseinu, hold the time, learn like this. Rabbeseinu, chosuv nin, they got it together, made a psak. That the locher is now boiled bilas mitzvah parish, that's all. That they only have a right to live together once, and then with Rabbanu we say it as if she has tumas nidom, and they can't live together afterwards until she has zayin, until she waits 7 days or zayin akim. Omar Ula said you should know, ki hevi bo Rabbi Yechon v'shlokas b'tinoikis. When Rabbi Yechon v'shlokas was learning out prior to noikis, le'veyamaski minei le'kidamastik talo be'kar, they didn't come out with too much, because there's less chumrah. They came out mamish the way tala a fox comes out in the day karva. Not too much, meaning to say, we passed that this left halacha here that she only has bias mitzvah. So even though the Mishnah does not say like this, but we're machma this Rabbi Seinu. Rashi says tala means shul where the fox in the day karva min a machrisha from a field that's already plowed. You can't pull out too much from that. Well, Messiah and Bohoch, when they finished our prayer, they ended off like this: that the halacha is a boil bias mitzvah first. That's it. They have right lived together once. Then you have to be Purish. Oh, Malay Ravad, Ravad said about Ravashi. Elamayat is so, Dal Nefesh lo Yigmar be Yosef. You're afraid the attack that you're in the first beer, she's going to see Dam and Dam Nidom. So, Dal Nefesh then should not be Machman, not to finish off the beer, not to see Dam. Oh, Malay said, yeah, we can't tell them, because in Kingdom of Soul, leave a lake for Purish. His heart will start bothering him and he won't be boiled altogether. He'll be afraid maybe she'll be a Nidom. So, Vada, we tell them, no, you let her finish off the whole beer. Just after that beer, all the mice, even though you don't see dam, whether you do see dam or don't see dam, with your abonim, though, she has a tumas nida. That's a loch lemaisam. By the first beer, Rishoina, we say the first night, if she was a psula, she never had beer before this, so then we say, after chash, then maybe they'll mix up between dam nidis and dam psulim, so xeria, she's always tummy. Turn around, learn like this. For kulam, shoye shefaz dam, and he should have a flow of blood. Oh boy, it's me toch da leilois liacha, da leilois, like in the middle of the four nights, after she finished the beer, the first four nights, the dinner, the Mishnah, by an hour that Basila says, the Lord lived together four nights, and she had a flow down from the four nights to after the four nights, or else me toch ha leilo liacha leilo, if she already had rosa before, that she only has the first night, so she was sitting down from the first night onwards, the locher is cool and sweet and lived like a satsman, they have to make a big, they have to check themselves out. Over Kula in all these cases, the end of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Meir Machme Kedibra Beishamai, Rabbi Meir Taka was Machme like Beishamai Shita, that she has the more Chumadik Shita, not the Kula. So Rashi says, Metochla Alelis means a Loi Rosa, which she didn't see before with Beisaviyah. We also say, Metochla Alelushana Beisaviyah, Suichat Livdaik. Shein Saim Chalon, we're not Saim Mechoyel Beshefa, since she's seen Dam, Midam Sulemu. That filu even echo dalalis, we don't say that. There's one throw would be that since she's seeing a flow of dam, the since it's still from the middle of the four nights, it's dam basulim, that we don't say. But rather we have to make a bdika to see if the color is changed or not. But we'll soon see there's a difference between the color of dam basulim and dam nidus. But in all the case of the Mishnah, Rabnei Yismach Lidir Beshamai. Rashi says means Lektana Shion Yaz Dalal Leilus, Mikwadin of the Mishnah, Azricha Bdikim Shafaf Meterdal Yachadalit. For Sharayis, all the other cases, Rashi Echad Yein Shifas, where she doesn't have a flow of dam. Now between Shebei Sham and Beisilil, Holachacha Maradomim. Then Ramei says we have to make a bdika and see what color the blood is. Sure, Ramei Vazamei used to say, Maradomim Mishunim Hain. Colors of the blood change. Zem is there, one from the other. Kate, so what does that mean to say? Dam Nida Odom, the blood of Nidathak is red. Dam Besulim, the blood of Besulim Zeno is not red. Dam nidazim, the blood of a nidazim smells. Dam basulamenazim, the blood from basulam does not smell. Damnida bomina makor, this pshita, damnida comes from the womb, that's where it's tummy. Dam sulam bomina stomach comes from the sides. Therefore, it's different color, it looks different, so mayel, you can make a bdik and tell and see where the dam came from. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Zudivre Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Avachoma Mechom say no, Kol Marado Machasen, you don't have to make a bdika, we can't tell, all the bloods look alike. And therefore we have din of the Mishnah, that four nights Amuto, Aschech Yamake, or the first Laila. That's Nika din of the Mishnah. But like we said before, Alok Lamaisa, we held with Machmir, that after the first Bia Rishayna, she has a din of Anita. Tana Rabban, what about this? What's going to be an Isha Roya Da Machmas Tashmash? She sees, she lives with her husband, she sees Dam because of the Tashmish. So Lachri is Mishameshes Pam Rishoyin Ushniya Shli, she has right to live together with her husband once, a second time and a third time. And the last three times they lived together, she saw Dam each time, so Mekan Vela, from now on, with Lech Tishamish, she can't live together. Mekan Vela, Lech Tishamish, Shat Shit Tzgarish. With this husband, she can't live anymore, because she's like Zuchsak, to see Dam Machmas Tashmish. Therefore, she has to have a get, she can't live together without a get. Alright, this is the big sugar. We'll continue on the next tape. That's Samech Vov Klaw about what she has to do if she's Huchsik to be Roya Machmas Tashmish.
We're holding that Samech Vov Meralef. Again, the top left bryce was that her Roya Da Machmas Tashmish from the middle. So if an Isha sees Dam every time she lives with her husband, she sees Dam, so it happens three times, so it's said that she's a huchsak to be a Roya Machmas Tashmish, and so far the loch was that she has to have a get from the first husband.